to go into all the world, and the gospel is going out to the ends of the earth. Baptism. And it's great joy that we welcome you to this service today to witness the baptism of these five candidates. There are two ordinances of the church, baptism and celebrating communion or the Lord's Supper. Both baptism and the Lord's Supper deals with Christ's death, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead. Christ died for our sins, and he was buried, and he was risen again to life from the grave after 3 days. And he declared that. And he said he'd rise from the dead. And then he said to his disciples that, I will meet you in Galilee. It's not often that a dead man has an appointment to meet with those that he loves, but he did. Jesus took our place on the cross. He redeemed us, means he bought us back out of the slavery of sin and from the devil. He paid the ransom price. The wages of sin, the Bible says, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ became our substitute by taking our execution for sins that we had committed. Baptism, or going through the waters of baptism, is a declaration that if we stayed in the water, we would indeed die. It is the candidate's opportunity today to confess Jesus Christ publicly to you, saying that they are wanting and willing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So baptism is something that we do once. Communion is something that we do often. Baptism is our public identification with Jesus Christ. It's like a wedding that two people want to declare that they are identified with each other, and it's our identification with Jesus Christ. When Christ died for our sins, I died. He died for my death, and God accepted Christ's perfect sacrifice on the cross by raising the Lord Jesus Christ again from the dead as a witness that that sacrifice was accepted in heaven. It is our testimony that we have died to this world and our old life has been buried. Baptism is a picture of going under the water and then coming up to a new life in Jesus Christ. Living our life for him and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Baptism pictures our union with Jesus Christ. We died with Christ. We were buried with Christ. We have been raised with Christ, and we are to live out the significance of his life in us. We are raised to a new life, and we come into that new life through new birth, through being identified with him by our faith in him. In India, I witnessed an incredible thing. The marketplace was jammed with sheep. Then in the middle of all those wiggling little beasts, bodies so packed together that you couldn't hardly move, a shepherd began with his familiar voice to call his sheep. Soon, he was on the other side, and I noticed on each of the back of the sheep that were moving, there was a pink painted stripe. And when the shepherd got to the other side, all the pink stripes were there. John chapter 27 says, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We have a Heavenly Father who has incredible strength. There's no one that can pluck us out of his hand, but he wants us to live daily for him. And so as we have this baptism of identification with Christ, it is a great joy. As you witness these individuals, also raise them up before the throne of grace in prayer.